Everyone, welcome. This is Jen Blackert, and I'm here with my good friend and marketing and mindset magician, Therese Scully. And today you're in for a very special treat. This is information I have never shared on a group call. This is information that sometimes if you work with me privately, you get, but you have to work with me for a little while before you even get it. This is the second of the third preview call for my upcoming Coffee Shoppreneur program. The next call will be August 29th, and we're going to talk about business automation. So this works a little bit with the inner game. Next week, it's going to be a little more tactical. But of course, if you work with me, you always get the inner game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll share with you even ways of I work with large corporations as well, not just with solo entrepreneurs. On the next call, I'm going to share with you how I consult with these large corporations and help them revamp their money-making machines. And this information is simple and step-by-step, and it works across the board. So it's just really exciting. For the recording, today is Friday, August 22nd, 2008, and this is the second preview call for my Coffee Shoppreneur program. And this call is called The Key, the simple way to unlock your mind to business abundance. And I know that most of you are on this call are entrepreneurs. Some of you have small businesses. Some of you are solo entrepreneurs. But I really can't express enough how most of us entrepreneurs have really started our business because we do have an underlying driving desire and passion to do it. And we love what we do, and we love to serve. However, we end up not just having this desire to show up big and this desire to give and offer our passion, but we oftentimes come very frustrated because we can't show up big, because we don't really know what it takes to get clients to the door. And this is something that I struggled with at the beginning of my business. So I'm coming to you with this program to kind of help you figure out what it really takes to get clients to the door and keep your business running really with ease. Oh, gosh, I tell you, I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, and this frustration just, you know, transforms on every level, taking them to transform their gift into the gift that will bring them money on a regular basis. And, you know, I guess me just spending so much time following all these different entrepreneurs, buying all these information products, being in these mastermind groups, I mean, I was getting all this information from people. And I, first of all, wasn't having time to apply any of it, which was causing frustration. And secondly, I mean, even when I was applying it, it wasn't authentic to who I was. And I couldn't model it to be in my brand. A lot of these information products would be like, here's a template. All you have to do is follow the template. Well, that's good and great and all, but then my authentic brand doesn't resonate with everyone because I'm just doing what the other person does, and that doesn't really always work.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Therese? And you've noticed the same thing?
Oh, yeah. You know, Jen, I do business coaching as well, and it just makes me so sad when clients come to me and they say, I spent $15,000 in the last 2 years, and I bought so-and-so's program and so-and-so's program and so-and-so's, and I haven't made any money, or, you know, I'm in the negatives here. And I really think the shift, and that's why I love this call, and I think why you and I kind of relate so well together, the shift is when you click on the inner game, because we can give them business strategies, we can give marketing plans and copywriting, but when people can really connect deeply with what's true for them and look at their blocks and their barriers and get out of their own way, that's when the shift occurs. So,
Yeah. I mean, I think that whole listening within is what this is really all about. You know, we talk about the inner game, but what does it really mean to be in the inner game and to experience it?
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like lately I've you know, it's like I just kind of show up every day. And,
you're there. Yeah.
And it's really, I am embracing the journey of what it really takes to be an on-home online entrepreneur, and it can be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you guys, I hope you're sitting down and you've got your paper and pen, because we are going to cover a lot of information that you are going to write down and hopefully revisit. So get your cup of tea, take a deep breath. This is a very large call, and that's why we have you all on mute. I'm going to open up the line for the actual Coffee Shoppreneur program. So if you are and you do get involved in the program, you are going to be able, we will offer content, and then you'll have room to come and show up and get advice and information. But this call and these preview calls are only recorded for listening's sake. Many, many of you have asked me questions about content in the last call. If you are in the program, we will work that out so all your questions get answered, but I can't individually write you each and answer your questions. So don't worry, everything will be answered, but please, if you have questions about the program, don't hesitate to send me that. I'd be happy to answer that, and that also helps me update the actual information that's on the internet so that everything's very clear. So I do appreciate that. I'm really happy to be here with my friend, Therese Skelly. She's helped me so much, and I can't thank her enough for all her help.
Mm-hmm.
Therese, will you share a little bit of background about who you are and what you do and how you help clients?
Absolutely, yes. Well, you know, Jen, I started life, well, I didn't start life. I started my adult career as a psychotherapist. And so I did that for 20 plus years. In fact, I still see a couple clients. But what it really gave to me is an expertise in the inner game, like the mindset stuff. So working with blocks and where people are stuck. And then I discovered that I got kind of sick of, you know, hearing the same war stories over and over and over. So about 8 years ago, I went to coaching school. And I was doing life coaching, and I loved it because it's just, instead of talking about what's broken, in coaching, it's like, what do you want to create, which is much cooler energy to hang out in, right? And after about a year of life coaching, what I discovered is what I loved is that I would start working with people on their businesses. Now, in my mind, I didn't really have a lot of business experience because, hello, I was a therapist. And so the last probably 4 years have been all about, for me, just really immersing myself with the top gurus and, you know, just surrounding myself with the people that have taught me marketing, sales, strategy, copywriting. And so what I get to do with people is I help them really blend and work with their mindset and their marketing and their strategy. So what I say is you can't take your business out of your life. So I get to work with people, grow their business, and then their lives grow and people's lives around them change. So that's what I do. I accelerate your success. That's my name, my website, and that's why I call it that. You know, that's what I do. I help you accelerate it. So
yeah.
And you know, I know a lot of folks have heard of you. Obviously, you had 300 people sign up. So got a few fans out there. And, you know, if you didn't hear the call last week, Jen was a hugely successful corporate cog at Dell. And then she, you know, got burnt, you know, quit, started a new company, and guess what happened? It's kind of the same thing, you know. So Jen was sort of in the pattern of workaholism. Can I say that word about you, my dear?
Yeah, no, I think I was a self-proclaimed type A person until I actually found out that I could do without doing.
Yeah, because a lot of people haven't gotten that one. And so, you know, you run that kind of hamster wheel. And so what has happened recently, well, not that recently, but Jen is now shifting. In addition to some of her corporate marketing stuff, she also has, like, holistic kind of spiritual entrepreneurs that she works with. So tell us more about how you use the law of attraction, you know, your spiritual principles or your different way of being, how you've gotten off of the rat race, the type A, push, 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 push. Because that's just that alone, if people could shift, that would be a huge one.
But yeah, well, I think that my journey has really, you know, I think that if I would put it in a sentence or two, I usually say, yeah, I work with spiritually minded people to teach them these simple ways, these simple laws to really create this entrepreneurial blueprint. And if you just follow these simple ways of being, you can turn your business into this so-so, you know, regular old business into really a profit-generating machine. And it's really about, you know, yes, I've talked about the law of attraction, but it's really not the law of attraction that, yeah, it's great that we can attract things to us. But what I found is we're attracting things to us like crazy. I mean, like mad. We're attracting things, and we're not even, our awareness isn't even on the spot that we're realizing that we're attracting it.
Right.
And so then opportunities come, and then our awareness isn't in the right place, and we think it's more of an obstacle. So we're like, oh, obstacle there, you know, and then we start struggling to push this big boulder obstacle instead of just looking at it as an opportunity and doing what we have to do to take this opportunity and really move our businesses and lives forward. And that's really what I talk about in these simple ways. And I'm going to share a lot of these simple ways with you.
You know, I love that the shift, instead of just getting stuff into our lives, kind of, I know the simple ways are about how to work with the stuff and how to be present to what is. And so why don't you tell us, like, some of the foundations, like, tell us the work you do.
Okay.
What are the foundational pieces?
Right. So what I talk about is I use simple step-by-step formulas. I use these all across the board, these simple, simple formulas. They are formulas for my big business owners. Like I said, I mean, people will pay me hundreds of thousands of dollars to come in and revamp their systems in their corporations. And they are still simple, simple processes that I take them through. And I think as we're going through them, they don't even realize they're simple until we get done. And they're like, wow, this is really simple, right? So basically, you know, this formula, today's formula, is really based on, you know, of course, it's spiritually based in all religions of love and different things like that. But I really have focused on Lao Tzu's the Tao, and that's spelled T-A-O. And he has a method in it called Wu Wei. And that's spelled capital W, small U, capital W, small E, and an I. Just so you know what you're looking at if you want to search around the internet and learn more about it. So I use that method, and really I call that my simple way method. And what it really is about listening for inspiration, knowing it's inspiration, and stepping into faith and not fear, and only following the faith. So when inspiration comes, you say, oh, that's divine, follow it, whatever it takes. Because I know, like I know, like I know, is when that inspiration comes, that you will feel like your resources are not available. And I'm here to tell you that is the way that God gets us to grow, is he causes us to feel like, oh, I can't do that. It's too much. It takes too much time. It'll be too much work. You know, maybe you're creating a software program. I don't know the people. There's all these different ways that we stop ourselves. And if we can figure out, okay, this is divine inspiration. Resources are available. Walk in faith. And that's what this is all about, is how we can walk in faith. And what's really cool is my coffee shoppreneur program that we're going to share at the end of this call is really about how to put these simple ways in the simple formulas that we're sharing on the call. I'm going to be constantly reiterating these simple ways, these simple formulas, so that we can really express them through our work and through the growth of our business.
That's awesome. You know, I was really inspired when you just said you just listen for inspiration. And let me tell this story. Jen and I I think we met about 5-6 months ago. Jen was going to come out to speak for me in Phoenix, and we had a nice conversation, and months and months and months go by, and we're Facebook friends, which I think everybody should be on Facebook, and I get an email through Facebook that Jen says, "I'm being poked by the universe to contact you." And it's been really magical, and I'm so appreciative that you, and you probably went, huh, Therese, okay, I don't know why I'm calling Therese in Phoenix, oh, alrighty, whatever, guess I'm supposed to. And, you know, so we started doing the interview together, and, you know, we're talking about the program and stuff, and so you're just such a beautiful example of following your intuition. And so I know in the Coffee Shoppreneur program, you are going to be modeling for people, because it's much easier to go, scary, don't know how to do it, never mind. And so I love that you're just, you walk your talk. You really do. You walk your talk, and they're going to get to learn how to apply, like, the spiritual principles to business to make it more simple. I love that. So,
yeah. Well, Go ahead. I was so fear-based when I got out of corporate. I was afraid of everything. I was afraid to spend $100, you know, on a networking group. I was afraid to, you know, I mean, I really was. I had the money in the bank, but I really was afraid to step into it because, you know, you're used to just working and getting a paycheck. You're not thinking, oh, I have to invest. This is an investment. I mean, it's a completely different mindset.
Yeah.
You know, you're used to just receiving paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, you are working time for that money. And the entrepreneurial way is a little bit different than time per money. But I think that I was so fear-based. So the journey to walk out of this, and like I share, you know, I have really worked with some gurus in the industry, one being Bob Proctor, who has really taken me to the next step of where I'm really going. So I do want to share that. You know, this isn't just – I wasn't born this way. I wasn't – you know, I have this, one of the things that I do is I do a Fearless Millionaire series where I get millionaires that are, you know, willing to get on the phone with me and be interviewed. And the reason I came up with that name is because I was just so overcome by fear. When I started that series, I still had fear residing in me. I really feel that fear and faith, they hold in the same area of our beingness. And you can either be fearful and be scared of everything and not do anything, or you can push through and push through with faith.
Right.
So that's my 2 cents on that. So let's get started.
Well, you know, but I just want to tell the callers, okay, like I said at the very beginning of the call, this is not a call where you just get to sit around and Jen dumps information. We want you working, and so it really is about how are you going to show up. So
yeah.
I want you to ask yourself, what is your greatest takeaway from this call going to be today? You know, a couple of people, Myrna and Naomi, shared what their intention is. And I want you just to take a moment and really feel into, because guess what? You can create whatever you want. And so you set your intention, and in about 40 minutes, you're going to go, dang, that's cool, I got it, because you created a space. So I want you to think about what your intention is, and we're going to want you to write some things down. Because, again, this is not just a brain dump. This is going to be an interactive experience. So we're going to be doing the you know, teaching training. Jen's going to give us like these ideas, and we're going to have you doing some writing.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
so
and like, I mean, I just blurt out whatever God sends down through me, right?
Right.
So I just realized that we haven't, I have talked about the Coffee Shoppreneur program, but I haven't shared the link with you. Before we get started, if you do want to join the program, you know, you can just go pop on there. The first call is next Tuesday, and I'll give you more details about that later. But the domain name is www.g Jen, J-E-N, Blackert, B-L-A-C-K-E-R-T, /coffee.html.
Well, that's a .com, though, jenblackert.com.
Oh, thank you. It's jenblackert.com. I think you can also get there at attractiondiva.com /coffee.html, too.
Don't confuse them.
Okay, okay.
Let's stick with one because we're going to get them in their right brains. They're going to be feeling it. So and no multitasking. You can go to the link in a minute, but I really want, Jen, for you. You've got this really cool 5-step formula that is just so solid, and you are a living example of it. So why don't you start, and just this is the meat of the call, gang. So
yeah.
I want you to be really paying attention because we're learning at the feet of a master today. So
take out your pens and papers. Mm-hmm. This formula is actually based on the 5 elements of Chinese medicine and feng shui. And those 5 elements are, and I'll repeat this twice, fire, metal, water, wood, and earth. Okay. Now I want you to write down this word, dream, D-R-E-A-M. Okay, so the 5 elements in this order is fire, metal, water, wood, and earth. And then in this order, the acronym is DREAM. D-R-E-A-M. Okay, and as you know, I like to keep everything easy. So this is what I've really come up with as a way to come back to where in this process am I in creation, and where am I faltering? And I will sometimes, in my own work, look at this formula every day as a practice to see, okay, where am I? Okay, this is really simple. We're going to run out of time, I'm afraid, mm-hmm. to really get to go too deep into this. But let's go ahead and, we'll brush through this and give you this some solid basics so that you can actually have a experience around this. Okay, so the D, that stands for desire. The D stands for desire. And when I go into what the D is, I go into directly what is the fantasy, not what is the, I think I can probably maybe make it happen, but go directly to the fantasy, because whatever you have in your mind, you can create. So don't go into the, well, maybe I could make this happen. Go directly to the fantasy, because there's no time to waste mm-hmm. in playing around with, let me kind of try to sort of, because I want us to figure out what we want. So go directly to what the fantasy is. And I'll give you a minute. You can write it down. Think about it first. What is it? Okay, so now we're going to anchor what it feels like to have this fantasy in your essence. So now I want you to go into the feeling. What does this feel like to have this desire? What does it feel like? What does it feel like when you're in it, when you're experiencing it? How clear can you make the picture? Go through the 5 senses. Now experience what it looks like. what it sounds like, what it feels like, what it tastes like, and what it smells like. And be in this fantasy. Okay. Now, when you feel this, I want you to take this feeling and kind of close your eyes and contribute, you know, make some kind of see something in your eye, in your mind's eye. Sometimes it's a shape or a color, but you can bottle up this feeling. I'd rather it not be bottled, but you can take it so you can always retrieve it. So we're going to implant it here so you can always retrieve it. So take this feeling, you know, put it in your body. What does it feel like? And then connect it in your mind's eye with a shape and a color. And we can anchor this on your heart. So if you're right-handed, use your right hand. If you're left-handed, you can use your left hand. And place your hand over your heart. And then tap it 3 times. Now, whenever you tap with that hand 3 times, you will be able to bring up this feeling. And this color, and this shape, and know that it is yours. Okay, now I want you to stay in this feeling. Oftentimes, if I can get people in this feeling, things will happen right away. So I would be happy to have any emails where things start happening right away when you're in this feeling. You know, so if something comes up today, tomorrow, over the weekend because you've experienced this, shoot me an email. I'd love to have it. It makes my life all worthwhile, right?
You know, Jen, I think it would be really cool if people used this experience to connect with, like, let's say their 6-month goals for their business.
Yeah.
So I don't know what desire, what fantasy people pulled in. But make sure you do that for your business and your contribution. It's not just about you. It's about the legacy. So really see yourself serving the people you're supposed to serve and the ripple effects. And so that's my coaching challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one, Jen? We did desire.
First thing, yeah. So the desire is the fire that associates with the element. I don't know if I made that really clear. But I do want you to know how these, sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. Maybe in the visualization, you know, in your heart, the heart is actually the area for the fire. You know, it's the one that connects us between our lower 3 chakras and our upper 3 chakras. And if you don't understand that, you can ask that question once you become a coffee shoppreneur, right? So the heart is the fire, and that's one reason that I like to put the first anchor right there. Okay, so then the second element and the acronym stands for real love. And I like putting real in front of love because that makes it authentic and it makes it true. And it's about acceptance. It's about acceptance of everything that we are and everything that everybody else is. It's about personal responsibility. It's real love. And I associate it with the element of metal because metal is creativity. It can be melted and molded and created. And that to me is, you know, a way to accept what you are and mold yourself into what you want to be. And so that's why I associate it with metal. This is a place where you can really look at everything and look at your life and really decide, I love myself as I am. I love, you know, my face. I love my hair. I love my weight. Or just accept it. If you don't feel that you're to the point of loving it, though, I would recommend that you do figure out how to love it if you can, but just accept it. So take out your pen and paper and write down all the things that you are very, very grateful for in your life, for yourself, and for the, you know, the people that are around you in your business. Yeah, I think gratitude really just drives us, don't you, Therese?
Absolutely. I was thinking, that is one of the most powerful forces out there. And whenever I work with somebody that's and they're kind of upside down, maybe they're in self-doubt or they're like, oh, I don't have enough money. I always say, right now, make a gratitude list. Focus on what you have. Focus on all the abundance in your life, and it absolutely will shift your energy. And so, you know, I talk about how gratitude helps fuel, like, this real love. How does it connect to your dream and your desire and your fantasy?
It really takes us out of being into the whole me.
Okay.
I was thinking about, I usually relate it to networking, and people, you know, won't go out or are afraid of networking in public because they go, well, what, you know, they fantasize, they imagine all these horrible scenarios.
Right.
People are going to judge me. People are going to think I'm a fraud. People aren't going to want my service. They're going to think it's ridiculous. We can come up with a lot of stories, can't we?
Right.
And we can imagine them. I mean, you know, anybody that says that they can't imagine, I mean, I'll come up to them quickly and say, well, can you be regretful? You know, can you fear? Because that's all of it's imagining the worst case scenario.
Sure.
We just do it the wrong way, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, because you're into the whole me. Well, what would they think about me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's like, well, get out of yourself for just a minute and walk in there and be a conduit for other people to connect with them, to show them love, and see what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you connect with them and see what they're about instead of being whining about yourself? Right? So it's kind of a harsh way to put it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really feel that we have to get out of our own way and stop thinking about ourselves, even if it's a pity party for ourselves,
right,
and start focusing on others. Do something for someone else. So,
nice.
Yeah.
What's
okay.
The next
one? So the E stands for water is the element. And it stands for emotional decision. And I like putting emotional in front of it. And that doesn't mean, you know, I put it with water, but I put it with water meaning power and faith to commit to a decision and only do that decision. You know, they joke about, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket growing up, but mm-hmm. I really feel that we need to put all our eggs into one basket, and that needs to be the basket that we pursue. So,
Well, let me ask you, because I love the concept of, you know, you need to make this decision. What, you know, I'm hearing you weave in passion and commitment, but how do you maybe know that it's an emotional decision, or like, do you have specific things you do to kind of say, here's if I'm on track or not?
Yeah. So in business decision making, you first need to know that fear, doubt, and worry and regret are not a part of you, and walk away from those emotions, and then make the emotional decision to, one, be empowered, to follow in faith, to the faith of knowing that this is going to be okay. The questions, I've got three that I use, and I know other people have different questions. But
write them down. I want people to
everybody, grab your pen, grab your paper. If you ever get stuck in your business, get stuck making a decision, you're like, I don't know if I should go with this person or that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is some, you know, room to do due diligence and hunt down, make sure it's the right. You shouldn't always go with what feels good, but these are the basic skeleton to some deeper decision-making questions. Is it something that I want to be, do, or have? Is this something I want to do? I want to do, be, or have? Because if it's not, then you can just stop it there and go, and don't worry about it, because you don't want to be doing things that you have to do. It's always your choice. So only do things that you want to do,
you know,
and know that you always have a choice.
What I think it's so funny is how often do we not even ask ourselves that question? We just get swept into, oh, that's a good idea, or like desperation, like, oh, shoot, I better do this. And so just slowing down to say, wait. And for me, I use my body. I kind of feel into, like, what does my body tell me? Not my head, because my head can take me wrong, but I just do a gut check, you know, to use a football term. Do I really want to do that? So,
even stuff like Google Ads. I mean, you can ask yourself, do I want the experience of knowing what would happen with my business if I do Google Ads?
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, it's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. That's where you start, because it's more, do I want the experience of being this? Do I want the experience of having this? Seeing what it's all about. Do I want the experience?
Okay, so the question is, do I want the experience of?
Yes.
I love that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the next question.
The second question is, could I see this as a part of my bigger future vision, a part of my vision that I'm holding, that was my fantasy, my desire? So is this a part of my vision? Then you can figure out whether it fits in. Because if it's oftentimes opportunities will come for you to, you say, maybe an example would be volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And but you really want to be a successful business owner, but your heart goes out to this philanthropy project. You have to ask yourself, okay, is this a part of the vision? Mm-hmm. Is this a part of the bigger picture? Because if you really want to make money, then even though your heart and your desire may go to that, when you get to the emotional decision-making step here, you may have to answer, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not a part of the bigger picture. I mean, it could even be something you want to experience, but it may not be part of the bigger decision. Now, you could still choose that, of course, even though it's not a part of the bigger picture. But you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a question.
And the next one?
Yeah. And then the next one is it good for me in the universe? Are all parties going to be happy here?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get, you know, a go ahead, other questions are, have I checked out this person, this project, have I done my due diligence? I mean, there's other things that you can ask, and I share that in my Seven Dragons book. But these are the basics.
Basics. The thing that I love the most, that if people get nothing else on the call except for the one sentence you said, so this was like for me the golden nugget.
You had a breakthrough moment.
Yeah, breakthrough moment. Like, da-da-da-da, the sky's just parted. When you said fear, doubt, and worry are not a part of you. Like, just think about that. How many entrepreneurs, how many of us business owners are like, I couldn't do, I'd be afraid of. And so I love how you said that, and then you segued into these questions, because I think if you sit down and you're struggling with something, if you literally just say to yourself right now, I want everybody to call right now just to say, fear, doubt, and worry are not a part of me. It's like something changes, then you ask these questions. Because then when you ask these questions, then you get what's true. Because fear isn't really true. And so, since it was juicy. It was juicy.
Yeah,
okay.
I got to tell you, Therese. in working with some really great mentors, one of them mm-hmm. came to me and said, Jen, I have the same amount of time as you do. That mm-hmm. means that I'm just making different decisions.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, crap. I better get going and start making some of the right decisions. And then, just offered a place for me to take
right.
it from, right? Yeah.
Perfect. Cool.
But,
what's the last one?
Okay. So then the next one is the A. And the A
mm-hmm.
stands for action.
Mm-hmm.
And wood in feng shui stands for determination.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about a tree and it just starts from this one seed and then it makes this huge oak tree that, you know, if we ran into it with our car, it would total it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this determination to grow, to pursue, you know, no matter what the elements, what other elements and earthly elements and forces of nature occur, this tree is going to be growing. So that's how I think of wood. So acting and determination, I do this through following the Tao. And there is a term in the Tao, Te Ching, that says that you do without doing. And it started to really kind of catch me because I was a type A and I was so action-oriented. I thought, okay, how can I do without doing and stop trying to, you know, to do everything? How can I just be in this to experience it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, and then there's this other phrase, a little parable that I'll share, and it says, to bear and not to own, to act and not lay claim, to do the work and let it go, for just letting go is what makes it stay.
Ooh.
And I found that to be very powerful for me. And I thought, okay, that made it all rest for me, that it wasn't that I had to get it all done right now.
Yeah.
It brought me to a place of presence that said, okay, I am going to do God's work, and I am going to follow this work and be a servant of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to do what I have to do right now and right now. And then one of my mentors brought in, it was T. Harv.
Mm-hmm.
He has this think, feel, act equals results. Think, feel, act equals results. So I just started, you know, this mantra, and I share it often. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What am I thinking? What am I feeling? How am I acting? Is what I'm thinking, feeling, and acting in alignment with the fantasy? And if it's not, well, then I need to start thinking differently because the thought brings up the feeling. Then the feeling often brings up another thought,
mm-hmm.
and you move forward.
Been
that
around,
way.
Yeah.
And it keeps you very present. So that is my little trick or tool to stay in this whole act now.
You know, I'm so excited for this call and particularly your coaching program because I don't think a lot of coaches are teaching this stuff. You know, there's a lot of coaches that are teaching time management and how to do more and how to be more effective and productive, very, very Western, very do, 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 do. And I love that people get to experience you and get to experience being. And so that's really cool. So tell
okay,
us the
so
last
then
one.
Quickly, so we can end on the hour. The last one is the M, which stands for manifest in the physical form. And that relates to Earth, because Earth is very authentic and very real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, of course, these elements can flow in all these different areas, but I really liked putting it all together in kind of a linear fashion. I think that helps us. It helps me. But yeah, I mean, this is really how I work. This coffee shoppreneur program is so that you can play with me in this playground of creation. And play with me and play with others and share with others and really get what you need to grow and to do it without being just pounded with, old beliefs and fears and different things like that. So,
Well, let me ask you, Jen, as we're kind of wrapping up, if you would just to give people, because I know you've talked about this wonderful 5-step process, if you give maybe 3 ways to anchor what you've introduced today, 3 ways, how could they anchor this more deeply into their lives?
I would say number one would be present. You only have the moment. You only have the now. How can you love it now? Number two, and I share this a lot in my Seven Dragons book on journaling, is to observe yourself so you can actually get to some of that bad habits that you're doing and figure out how you can make them good habits. And then number three, I would say stop regretting your past. Let it go. Let go of the mistakes, right? Let it go of the old ways of feeling, the old ways of lack. I mean, let that go and start here and now. Yeah.
That's so powerful. And then we're gonna in a moment share with people how they can learn more about the Coffee Shoppreneur program. But we talked earlier about how business owners very often feel really isolated. We're alone in this sometimes. Sometimes we might not have had great role models, or the role models that we have is not working. Like I can't do what so and so does, and so then we feel like failures very often. I hear that from clients a lot. Well, I'm trying to follow so and so, but and so what I know is that when you try to, it's like building new skills. It's like planting new seeds. When you try to integrate new things, you absolutely need a new community. I loved how you said, let's play in this playground of creativity. So today's call has been all about the inner game, and Jen showed you a completely different way of being. There was no spreadsheets today. That might be coming next week. But this was really creating from the inside, which is the most powerful place. But I guarantee you, if you get off this call and you don't choose to move forward, you might not get it. You might go back, because that's what we do. We have a set point, and we are habituated to do things a certain way. And so I want, Jen, if you could talk about this program a little bit and how using, hanging out with you, using the experts you're going to bring in and the resources, how can this program really just help people make like a quantum leap in your business? Because lots of times people, they might have a business but they have no life. So we're entrepreneurs but we're unhappy. There's no freedom. And so talk about the Coffee Shoppreneur program and how using part of what you spoke about today, the simple way, how's it going to help people?
Well, I'm here to make a stand for entrepreneurs, and I'm here to say that it's easy, and I'm here to say that it doesn't have to cost a lot. And I really want to create a community that will be a complete path or curriculum to get what you need to get where you want to go. And I'm really excited about the program myself because I think that, interviewing monthly, twice a month experts on 60-minute calls where they're going to share step by step, one, two, three, a plan on certain areas that of branding, marketing process, even how to delegate. There's processes that are really simple to how to delegate, and I know a lot of this myself, but I think by bringing in experts, that energy to have an expert on a regular basis that can give us even deeper insight to really bring us forward. I'm just, you know, I think it's going to bring my own business and quantity forward,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
pretty jazzed myself.
And you know what's different is because there's so many, yeah, truthfully, there's a lot of coaches doing this. A lot of marketers have these monthly coaching calls. But what I hear that's really different is that you are offering a plan, because a lot of people take information. Like there are some information junkies on this call, I know. But what's going to be different is that your speakers and you are going to go, and now here's how to implement it. So it's not just taking information, it's the plan for how to use it. I love
right.
that.
Yeah, and it fits right into Blueprint of the Simple Way
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
will be revealed to all my mm-hmm. Charter members and coffee shop entrepreneurs later on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
So you have two monthly classes,
uh-huh.
and give us an
and
example
then,
of what they get and who's coming.
There's two monthly classes.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Tuesdays. I'm having a live call, and then I'm having a call-in number for 36 hours that's activated. So if you miss it on Tuesday, you've got 36 hours to call in at any time during the day. I also have digital recordings and then a community to share. With the charter membership right now, where you can get before these three preview calls are done, there's you get $3,000 in bonuses from some of the top experts I'm working on. And
mm-hmm.
Teresa's going to add a bonus, so if you join, we'll give you a bonus from her too.
Right.
So some of the people, I mean, I'm super, super excited about some
mm-hmm.
of the people that we're having. Next Tuesday is the official launch, and I hope you can join me for that. That's with my good friend in masterminding partner, Wendy Maynard, and she's the Go Marketing Maven, and she's going to show us a step-by-step how to keep in touch with clients on a regular basis. And then after that, we're talking with my coach and branding expert, Cindy Silbert, who will help you come up with a big brand from your authentic voice. After that, we're talking with Mary Pat on social and relationship marketing. And then in the month of October, my big speaker, you may know of her, is Mari Smith,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be sharing how to use Facebook on and really make it make you some money,
mm-hmm.
which will be absolutely tremendous. So,
and so the link again is Jen, www.jenblacker. Is that right? Please.
Yeah.
Can you spell your name?
Blackert.
Blackert, BLACKERT.com/coffee. And you know, you're not even telling us the price. I think it's crazy
oh, yeah.
cheap. I think it's so
right.
Like, okay, whatever. It's too cheap. But go ahead.
So
tell the investment.
So you can try it out. It's $9.95 for the first 2 weeks. And then after that, it's just $47 a month.
Now, can people drop out at any time, or is there a guarantee?
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm open. Like I said, I want you all to really, really love this. I'm
mm-hmm.
am not here to take anybody's money. I'm here to really, really help. I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I want you to please, you know, read the page, see if it's right for you. You've had this preview call, and the next email I'll send out both preview calls. And if it's right for you, then join. And then, of course, you can quit any time if you decide, well, I thought this was right for me, but it really isn't. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can try it for 2 weeks. The first call is Tuesday, and that will give you a really good taste of how these classes are formatted and formulated.
So, you know, this would be kind of a neat thing to do. If when you were on the call earlier, when Jen talked about this, the first step feeling into that desire, and I said, hey, sit down, create your business desire for 6 months. I'm hoping some of you did that. I want you to fast forward to 6 months. You have achieved it. You're there. And imagine if you signed up with Jen's program today, you would have invested only $300. That's like what, you know, a couple Starbucks a week pretty much. You would have invested only $300 and look what you will get. You know, like, what's the cost of one client? So if you make this very small investment in yourself, I want you to link that. It's not even an expense, it's a total investment, because if you can learn the principles of creating from inside and using your intuition and moving away doubt and fear, imagine what you could do in 6 months, hanging out, creating a community of like-minded people. That's just amazing. So,
yeah, you know, I don't think I'm charging enough for this.
I know, I
if
keep
you think
telling
about
you.
It, gosh, if that would bring you in one client,
yeah.
Even a lifetime client. I mean, that would pay for.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. I know. You're crazy. And, you know, who knows? The prices may go up. If I coach you, the prices are going up, because that's what I do for people. So you might
want to sign up. Well, the price is going to go up. The charter members are getting a
right.
deal.
Right.
I do have intention and plan for this to go up in the month of October.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Okay. So, again, the link is jenblacker.com/coffee. And sign up today. Because, you know, Jen, is there anything else? Is this the place to close the call?
Yeah,
or is there anything else you want to say?
You know, I know that this might be crazy, but I'm actually thinking, wouldn't it be fun to actually have like a private mastermind, an extra call? You know, if they sign up right away, I could schedule that in on September the 2nd. Like right after Labor Day, like let's launch ourselves and we can do a private mastermind and answer everyone's questions from these three preview calls. And it could be right in alignment between Wendy's call and the next call that I do with Cindy on the 9th. So, let's do that. We'll put that in there. If you sign up now and before the 2nd, before the 2nd, you'll get the private mastermind call. We're going to add a call. We'll add a call right now.
Again, I still think you're giving away the farm, but it's your business, so that's a good thing.
I want everyone to feel that I am accessible to answer their questions.
Right. So what kind of questions? Is this just questions about the program, or is this business questions?
I think everything goes. Everything goes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this would be like a Q&A where they can come and say, hey, I'm stuck with marketing, or tell me again that water fire thing you got going. So pretty much
right.
This is private, you know, like a call with, like, let's say 20 people sign up, or it would be you and only those people that sign up. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
It may only be something that we can do when it's still not, when I don't have hundreds of people in this program.
I know what your time is valued at, and so that is quite a bonus.
Yeah.
That's a great bonus. So, but I know you follow your hunches, too, and so I think, you know, if it comes to you to do that, I think that is an awesome thing.
Yeah, I think everyone deserves that. Let's do that.
Awesome. So, gang, the link again is jenblacker.com/coffee. And I want you just to feel into, remember the questions we asked yourself earlier. Does this make sense to me at this time? Would this be a part of my vision? Signing up for a program like this, hanging out with a mentor like Jen, because she is the real deal. I've been hanging out with her a little bit, and I got to tell you, you're in for a treat here. So, Jen, do you want to say anything else before we go?
No, I think... I think that we've covered it.
I think we did.
Yeah.
This is good. This is really
good. Okay, everyone, the next call is next Friday at the same time, and we're going to talk about business automation. Right, so please join us. And that'll
awesome.
Be the last of the third of the three preview calls.
Awesome.
Thanks, Therese. Have a great
day. Yeah, you too. Blessings to everyone. Bye now.
Bye-bye.